Welcome to A Kindred Moment with Cheryl Giesbrecht.
O Holy Night was the carol once declared unfit for church services in France. O Holy Night was written in France, yet eventually made its way around the world, inspired by a request from a clergyman. In 1847, the French poet Placide Capot was asked by his parish priest to pen a poem for Christmas Mass. Capot used the Gospel of Luke as his guide and was inspired by imagining himself present for the very birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. He decided that this Cantique de Noël was not just a poem, but a song in need of a master musician's hand. Not musically inclined himself, he asked one of his friends, Adolphe Charles Adams, for help. The son of a well-known classical musician, Adolphe had studied in the Paris Conservatory. His talent and fame brought requests to write works for orchestras. Adam's finished work pleased both poet and priest, and the song was performed just 3 weeks later at a midnight mass on Christmas Eve. Later, the heads of the French Catholic Church deemed O Holy Night as unfit for church services because of its lack of musical taste. Yet even as the church tried to bury the Christmas song, the French people continued to sing it, and later on, an American writer brought it to a whole new audience halfway around the world. O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared, and the soul felt his worth.
Thank you for joining author, speaker, radio personality Cheryl Giesbrecht for A Kindred Moment. For information on Cheryl's ministry or her book, Get Back Up, Trusting God When Life Knocks You Down, go to FromAshesToBeauty.com.